raising my glasses.
Yes. That works.
Happy fucking happy hour with brilliant Rick Overton, who apparently I'm drinking alone.
Yeah.
We're taping early.
Yep.
Voice DD Jim Ward got a voice job of some sort.
Yep.
It's the one job that Morgan Freeman didn't take away from him or you.
That's right. I'm leaving them scraps. That's all that's left after I'm done in this recording studio. I take up all this territory, all the digital space, wide open, till I'm done. Then you get the pizza crust of a career.
He tossed Jim a pizza crust today.
No, Jim's got a good one.
Anyway, we're taping early, and apparently I'm drinking alone in the afternoon.
Well, that's because you're home. Unusual. You don't need to drive anywhere.
How unusual for me.
Yeah.
Rick Overton, you're all over fucking everywhere.
I've got a few lucky breaks happening these days.
And I want to tell folks all about them.
First of all, did I just say this morning on the show?
What?
I listen to Overview all the time, his podcast.
Thank you.
It is fucking brilliant. Mm-hmm. Oh, it is just so fascinating to listen to. If you love comics and you love, just the art of comedy and you're friends with everyone. You have a story with everyone.
I've been very fortunate to be in the same place with a lot of the people I admired the most.
Right.
Because you do the same thing, you might run into a lot of people who also do the same thing in the same place.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's the proximity of luck.
Right.
And so my luck got me to be familiar with a bunch of wonderful, amazing, inspiring artists.
Yeah.
They say the word inspiring so often, but they don't always mean it. Kind of made you think differently, and you really got inspired.
Yeah.
But I'm very fortunate. I know mostly people that actually did that.
Yeah. What was the one you were at Greenblatt's? I just love the sound of you eating. I don't know what it is. It's the whole thing. Munching. It's because this is what it's like if you're a fucking comic and you play the Laugh Factory and you're next door at Greenblatt's hanging out with...
With Dom Herrera, and then Robin Williams showed up.
Yeah. He goes, oh, look who's here.
He heard we were
Robin
here.
Williams.
Oh, yeah. Well.
And he sits down to talk with us while I got the Zoom recorder out.
Yeah.
And we just talk like normal guys while food's being served.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think, our old friend Al Sparks, there was one I thought, it was kind of hilarious because it reminded me of the, what is that, the Jerry Seinfeld thing where he goes over to Mel Brooks' house.
Mm-hmm.
I swear to God, it looks like they're eating for 3 hours straight. You're like, how much food? And I think that was part of the joke.
Yeah.
But that was like a long one. It was like an hour and a half. And I'm going, are they both eating through that whole thing? Because they're both thin. And I don't know.
It's
the weirdest.
It's hilarious.
Right.
Like, are they doing that as shtick? They
That's
can't still
be
eating.
That's got to be part of the joke. Yeah. Shot over a month, but cut into that they're wearing the same outfit every day.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. With Carl Reiner and what do you call it? It's hilarious. And they keep cutting back and forth. I'm like, oh, my God. How much matzo ball soup did he get? How much can they possibly
Carl's a huge guy. Have you ever seen how big Carl is? Big guy.
Exactly. But you have a story for it. Oh, hey, Jimmy Dore, remember the time we chopped up that guy and threw him in the Boston Harbor after I said it, catch? Wow, Rick Overton's lived a life.
Yeah.
anyway, brilliant. Overview, get it. Go to iTunes,
Thank you for that. Yes, and we're going to start up some new ones soon.
Yeah.
There's a new facility being built, and I'm going to go in, and we're going to start right up again.
Awesome.
I don't always listen to a lot of comics because some can be, what's the word I'm looking for, Chris? Like dicks.
Right.
But Chris, Overton is the nicest guy in the business.
Yes.
And his warmth and his kindness and intelligence and humor and all that stuff just comes out when you're just hanging out with your buddies being,
Well, they took the time to speak with me. I don't know why you would attack the person who agreed to sit down and talk with me,
Also,
for any reason.
If you're a fan of the Rick Overton man giggle, see, there's a lot of it. So now everybody's talking about your GE ad.
Yes.
Play the dad.
Yes, I'm the dad handing over the giant, my grandpappy's sledgehammer.
All right, do we have it?
We have the audio.
All right, let's do it.
Proud of you, son. GE, manufacturer.
Well, that's why I dug this out for you.
It's your grandpappy's hammer, and he would have wanted you to have it.
It meant a lot to him.
Yes, GE makes powerful machines, but I'll be writing the code that will allow those machines to share information with each other. I'll be changing the way the world...
You can't pick it up, can you? Go ahead. He can't lift the hammer.
It's okay, though. You're going to change the world.
Hold on.
Just pick up the hammer.
I don't need it.
Pick up the hammer. Pick it up.
little bit of Thor in the Avengers there, you know, right? Yes. The guys can't pick up Thor's hammer.
Yeah. Carlos and I were talking today about how really fucking old we are in terms of, just, I mean, in terms of technology in our lifetime.
That's right.
He was saying he needs his young wife to help him with stuff. I need these zygotes that work with me. But seriously, you go, we're that generation that you feel 1,000 because you're like, we didn't have cell phones. We didn't have computers. We had the whiteout and a typewriter. We didn't have answering machines.
We had correction ribbon.
Yes.
Before whiteout, you know. It was like, oh, my God. Or you just had to stick in a completely different piece of paper and start over again.
Yeah.
Until your parents, you're so paranoid of mistakes, it becomes OCD instantly. Yeah. Like, you know.
You make a mistake on the last letter in the last sentence.
And, It's like the
whiteout would glob all up. The whiteout's like in clumps. You're like, oh, fuck.
The monastic scribe who a friend goes, hey, pal, and just bumps at the end of a document.
Screech with the pen, you know.
How thin that paper was.
Yeah.
Right through the book. It's one long scroll, you know.
Right.
Right. Like the first fax machines, right?
You fuck.
The first fax machines were like
the
worst
fax machine.
Like,
yeah.
You know, those like, it was like curled up Shakespearean thing. You'd have to uncurl
the documents. The curly paper, yes. The mimeograph rolling curly paper of the fax machine that was, we don't use ink. It's burnt into the paper.
Right. Right. Yeah, like, what was that goddamn mimeo? Remember when we were kids? The mimeo, the purple, the purple test?
Yeah.
Why was that so like, oh, God, it's
fresh off the roller drum.
Yeah. It was just strange when you got a piece of paper that smelled like something.
It was a chemical. We were starting, mimeograph. And you know why?
We were humping.
Back then, they fed us so much shit chemical food that we started to welcome a chemical smell. Like, if you handed that to some indigenous person, he was like, get his head away from you.
Yeah.
You're crazy. Why are you smelling poison?
Oh, when I,
We'd be like, poison, urban, city poison.
No, seriously, how did we fucking survive? I would sit in the living room with my dad. It looked like Apocalypse Now. The smoke was so thick.
Oh, sure.
Then you get in the car with your mom, and she'd be spraying the Aquanet inside. You're just like...
Hot boxing in the car on the way to the holidays there, you know. Goddamn fucking traffic. Hank.
Yeah, remember when they didn't give a shit about swearing in front of the kids? Like, when did that happen, too?
Right.
When did we get all like...
Where the fuck did you pick that word up?
Yeah, but I mean, it is... I mean,
what are you going to do for the holidays, my little nephew?
Which uncle was that in Jersey?
Every uncle.
Every uncle.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, what have you decided what you could do?
Jeez. I had Aunt Ruth. She had, like, you know, like a Marge Simpson hairdo.
A beehive?
Yeah. She weighed, like, 3 pounds. I've never saw her my entire life without a cocktail and a cigarette.
Yeah.
She just was that, like, come on. Yeah.
And they're spitting food on you. You got to wear Gallagher plastic.
Yeah. Your mom's pregnant, smoking like a chimney, drinking. Yeah. What? Fuck them.
You got to
toughen them up somehow.
You got to wear one of those germ outbreak outfits from one of those, you know, the hazmat films, you know.
Yeah.
Outbreak.
Outbreak.
Oh, my God.
This sort of puffy space suit with a squeegee. Every 5 words, just clean your faceplate.
Yeah.
I mean, plus we were saying, like, before answering machines is, like, especially for actors, right? Remember you, like, break your leg. The phone's ringing! Oh, Jesus, fuck! I can't miss
the call. There's no answering machine. You have no idea who called you back then.
No.
Yeah.
That could have been the call,
and it was
you
better.
Have a clue.
It was better, because then when they had you got answering machines, it taunted you with your loserdom. You'd just be like, the solid, solid light, no blinking. Nobody called you all day, you fucking loser. You've been gone for hours. Solid light of doom.
Yeah.
Of loserdom.
There were answering services.
That's right.
They would give you your message back.
Oh, my God. Remember?
Yeah.
Jesus. We
Someone
had all
whose
that
gig
stuff.
It was to read all of this personal.
And she said, you are dead to me. And I
faked every orgasm.
I faked every orgasm.
The fucking knob job was the worst day of my life. Did you get all that?
That's right.
And I use your dick to pick my teeth.
That good.
When I'm blowing you, I'm actually using your dick to pick my teeth.
I thought I couldn't afford toothpicks when I was dating you. That's how I got shit out of my teeth.
I floss with your tiny
with your tiny pencil
cock.
Dick.
Yeah. Did you get that?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Good. Is there any more to that? Oh yeah. There's more.
Yeah. We're all concerned about privacy and hacking. Now we used to tell some fucking stranger.
You know.
Oh, okay. But yeah, remember we had all those things, beepers and
pager. Finally,
pagers.
That was
thought
great,
we were fucking doctors.
Remember the auto pager?
Oh, hang on.
You had the auto pager, which you could trigger to get you out of a horrible conversation.
Yeah. Oh, I gotta go.
Yes. Whereas the original Starfleet shirt was of a different grade of velour, and
excuse me. Oh my
sorry.
God! Now,
wow.
Oh my God,
oh,
she's
no.
having the baby now.
I have to. You need, who needs a kidney? I've gotta go.
Spock's eyebrows were at a different angle of a
Yeah, but it is amazing. I mean, when you look at an airport now and you think of when you first traveled, you're like, no one, people were actually looking at each other. They were talking. You didn't know if anyone called you till you got home.
Yeah.
Every single person in the airport now is on, right, nonstop.
Where were you?
What do you mean?
I called you like 5 minutes ago.
I was in the air.
Yeah, go in flight. Right. Did you get my text?
Yeah, yeah. You can't ever. You can't go with shit.
No,
now. You're
no.
like what? You haven't.
Why
you haven't texted
you
me back. I'm like,
respond to me.
I do that to you. You're like, it was a minute, 3 minutes ago.
Yeah.
I'm like, but people, because we know you. Like, fuck you. I know you have your mobile device all the time.
I know you leave the ringer on.
But I have the excuse. You know the B Celebrity Gym.
Yes.
That's like a cell phone.
Sure.
Box of lead.
So you say.
It's a box of lead in there.
All right. Well.
Yeah. And Facebook says you aren't in Santa Monica right now.
Yeah, exactly. Find my friends. Says I know exactly where you are.
Holy
yeah.
shit.
Yeah, yeah, this technology, now it's gotten creepy.
Everybody
now
has
you,
a
wanna,
GPS right on them.
Now you want to go back to the olden days, don't you?
In ways I do. Though yeah. I'm glad for a few things. Like every coin's got the two flipping sides. And
right.
the good side of
right.
it is without one of these, we would never even heard of the word Ferguson.
That's true.
Yeah.
And Bernie would not be president, presidential candidate material
right.
without people talking on gadgets like
yep.
this that
right.
aren't a big TV screen, but a little screen.
Yeah.
That's
true.
The revolution not only is not being televised, it doesn't need to be. It's already being shown by other means.
Right.
We don't really need the TV for much. I've turned my TV at home into a giant monitor. I just run my computer up.
We just did a story the other day. A guy put a GoPro camera on his belt to record his ex punching him in the nuts. Because she would frequently assault him and he needed evidence.
Right.
So sure enough, he was they were exchanging custody of the little kids or something.
Yeah.
And she punched him in the dick. And
he got it on his
GoPro.
Lens.
He got it, yeah.
And so it went bang right into the camera?
Right.
Oh,
well,
geez.
You could see. Yeah, you could see.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well,
you got evidence then?
Yeah.
Yes. Congressman Alan Grayson very wisely put a camera on the circumstance in the home and straightened out all those ugly rumors to prove that they were false about him, and he was absolutely telling 100% the truth the whole time.
Wow. Yeah. Well, and as you said, it's not like racism is new. A lot more fucking people got recording devices now that's the sad thing. You go, really? You have to make sure that somebody recorded everything that just happened
in
any interaction you might have.
It makes you welcome a surveillance society.
Yeah.
It makes you embrace it with open arms.
Yeah.
Because it saved you, at least at
first. How many times do you wish in a relationship you're like, if I played a video for you, do you?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
You don't know you just said that?
I did not say that. Yes,
you did. You could. If I was just, shit.
And you can edit it together on your Mac Pro. Oh, no, I have a montage. Oh, no, look at this.
I made a montage.
Oh, yeah. Oh, let's rewind. Oh, cunt, yes. I heard that clearly. Cunt, yes. Yes.
That's a great sketch of videotaping each other with their traits.
Right.
And then putting them back and trait wars back and forth. You know, that's a funny Funny or Die we should do. Is a bickering couple that has finally decided to make a full video production of the glitches of the mate.
Right.
Right. That's freaking hilarious. Yeah. That's funny or die.
Women,
funny.
As you know, have photographic memories for any slight.
That's
from years
why
ago.
We need but this still, shit right here.
Yep.
It's like, I forget exactly that dick thing you did. Oh, here's that dick move. Remember from 1973? Remember?
Oh, my God. It's on Super 8. How did you get Super 8 on one of these?
Yes. Ugh. See, you're right. Even though when we didn't have it, we were younger. When we're older, the technology could save us. Because
it is.
Even we won't remember the shit that people did to us. We'll be like, oh, no, hang on. I remember. Oh, there it is.
One day I'm going to use this as my external hard drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll be able to get a terabyte in there.
Who knows all the phone numbers in this thing?
Oh,
right.
That's it.
I don't remember.
It's your external numbers.
Nobody. Oh my God! Remember when you have to memorize numbers? Yeah. I still know some numbers randomly in my head of like childhood friends or something.
That part's gone on a human.
Yeah.
Very few humans have that part. That is this little walnutted away to nothing in our brain.
Don't need that
anymore. Right.
If some of the evolution kind of made us. If this thing ever went blink. We won't have it.
Well, from the, and you won't I have to, PTSD from a couple of the stalky exes that I'm like, even when you take the, you know, delete the name, you're like, ah, I remember that number. Yeah, you just bug it. Yeah. Exactly. Cue horror music.
Yeah.
Ooh. Rick Overton, let's talk about all your other amazing. So you're doing, what is Blunt Talk? What's that?
Walter Blunt. Is played by Patrick Stewart, and he's a right-wing reactionary radio host and TV host who is a drug addicted to everything, sex addicted, philanderer, and cheat, but charming and magnificent and splendid all at the
same
time.
Like most Republicans, right?
Exactly. Yeah. No, but he's, you know, he's a scoundrel, a lovable scoundrel in the most classic, you know, like, you know, the Flashman series. He's like a, you love him for his cheek and his audacity and how magnificently full of shit he is.
Yeah.
It's just splendid.
Wait, this
it's
is
just
your
very...
character. This is Patrick Stewart.
Patrick is Walter Blunt, and okay. I'm a fellow who...
What do you play?
I play a guy who his eye was drawn to my wife at a meeting, a certain type of 12-step meeting where they were dealing with sex addiction, and so he has to confront her. In her aggressions towards him, and caves to it, and I barge in on him, and I'm pretty pissed off about that.
Yes.
So I chase him around with a golf club to kill him.
Oh, good. Oh, Patrick Stewart.
Yes.
Oh, awesome.
In Venice, and he was such
you
a champ.
You're right. You cannot ever go to a Trekkie convention. I remember that time you tried to kill. Wasn't he in one of those? Patrick Stewart, isn't he one of those sci-fi who is...
Yeah, he's
Star
Captain
Trek.
Picard.
Oh, okay, fine.
Yes.
Right.
Star Trek The Next Generation.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know him, your fans would know him as Professor Xavier from the X-Men, too.
Oh, okay.
So, but he's so different and wonderful in this part, and he's hilarious. Oh, my God. Seth MacFarlane's producing the show.
Where is it?
Stars Network.
Okay.
But you can also see the episodes on YouTube, too. They're doing a promo right now where everybody gets to see him, so you'll all talk about how great it is, because it is. It's awesome.
What?
The show airs back to back with Survivor's Remorse, which is
with Survivor's Remorse with Tashina Arnold, our other Happy Hour podcast buddy pal.
Yeah.
Wow.
Back to back with that. So we got a great
thank you, Captain Mumbles.
It's a hilarious time block and
cool.
Wow. Fantastic.
Yes.
And also, hang on, Comedy Central's what is it?
Another period.
What
with Natasha Leggero?
Is that about Megyn Kelly?
Hey!
Bleeding from wherever.
Well, the stars are Ricky Lindholm and Natasha Leggero. So
they
are. This is a send up of Downton Abbey, but instead of England, it's America and sort of new money millionaire idiots in America in 1915.
Oh, God.
You know?
God.
And,
right, the early Kardashians.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, and it's brilliant. You know, the same people who do Drunk History do this. And Red Hour, Ben Stiller's company. It looks beautiful.
Wow.
It's shot in this mansion. It looks just like Downton Abbey.
Wow.
Huh.
And I mean, no, go ahead. So go ahead.
Yeah, and it's just hilarious.
I was going to say, isn't that like the issue, income inequality between Bernie and Trump and Carly Fiorina?
Yes.
I mean, what the fuck?
Yeah.
We are in a, as a comedian, did you ever think we would be in a Trumpocracy? I mean, it looks like the bubble's starting to burst, but still, we played a clip from The Simpsons where that was the punchline a few years ago.
Yeah, they were kidding.
President Trump.
Yeah. He was kidding.
In 2000.
I saw that. Uh-huh. I saw the clip. Yeah. No, they didn't mean that. Like one day there will be a Nixon brain in a jar, and you know, the other things will start actually being true. It just seems like now that's like the Star Trek episode where you have to be very careful what you think, because you're on the planet that manufactures a solid object, 3D prints anything you're thinking. Remember that episode?
Right.
You had to control your thoughts and think peaceful, fun thoughts.
Right. But he's triumphed. He's triumphed the insult.
Joke makers are making horrible realities happen by accident. Careful what you think. I know, it's making all your thoughts.
I know. That's what I said. Great for fucking comedy. Horrible for America.
Yeah.
You're just like,
planet
oh,
Earth.
Yes.
Big trouble. Yeah.
Right.
If Trump becomes emperor of Earth.
He's crashing and burning this week, though.
It has to short out soon because it's glowing too brightly now, and a bulb can't do that.
Right.
He cranked it past, you know, the amount of wattage. It's going to go pop, and he's got to burn out at one end or the other now, because you don't survive no Hispanic vote.
Yeah.
You don't survive no progressive vote at all.
Right.
You don't survive half of the indie
vote. Doesn't it feel like a movie, like Bullworth? You're just like, Mexicans are rapists. And what are you on the rag, Megyn Kelly? John McCain, pussy. What?
Yeah, he's Bullshitworth.
Hi!
Yeah!
Rick Overton. Whee!
I don't think he ever had any intention of being president. I think he's always just been setting up his next pool shot for when he's done. Every pool shot, a good pool shot, is you're always lining it up for the next one. And he knows this isn't the shot, but he's popping it off of this one to put it right where he'll be back when he's back on TV.
Yeah.
Because not everyone remains relevant after a crash of a bid towards a political goal. Not everybody makes it after that. So if the only way to survive that is if you don't have any corporate lined up for you, you go back to what you did, like Schwarzenegger has to go back to what he did now, to acting again. He's got to figure out my sensationalism is the only thing that's going to help me survive.
And hosting Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah, Schwarzenegger's a new host of Celebrity Apprentice.
Exactly.
You are terminated now.
Oh,
that's going to be gonna change it, right? They're going to have to change.
Yeah, they made me say that. Consider that a divorce.
Well, right, but isn't this what like people said? You're like, don't fucking laugh at Donald Trump. We elected goddamn Terminator, governor of California. Remember, because everybody thought in the beginning. Remember, it was the same thing. It was like, oh my god, it's so funny. I'm going to terminate the deficit and hasta la vista, Gray Davis. And then we're like, all right, he's getting running out of movie taglines. Yeah. Like, this is getting a little okay. We get it. You're in. It's okay.
Uh-huh. We always idea.
He's getting too old for the Expendables movies.
Yeah.
The next film, they're going to have to call it The Dependsables.
Yeah. Hi.
Oh, God. Come here. Cut. Cut.
Sorry.
Cut.
Oh, no. I will get back in the chopper until the gas passes.
oh, pardon you.
Excuse me. I don't think any of the Republicans have the remotest chance.
Yeah, I don't. I don't either.
I don't think cheating will work this time. Which is the only other chance.
Money didn't work so far for Rick Perry and
work.
Scott Walker.
I think it's so much bigger than that. I think the message is, you got to stop being evil.
Yeah.
You have to stop being bad now.
No, it's bigger. This is almost like biblical in size. Your failure after failure after failure. It's out of anyone's hands. It's just happening. Bad guys, you got to stop being bad.
Yeah.
You got to start being good now. You're getting a chance. You're getting one chance. Take the chance. Don't be stupid. Yeah. Don't let your pride fuck this up, because it will, and it's ruining everything. For everybody else who stays prideful, they're all fucked now.
Jeb Bush, what has he spent so far? $150 million, and he's, what, 6%?
Now he is.
Something, yeah. I mean, and Donald Trump hasn't spent anything because we thought we were losing our shit there for a week, because every day on every channel was breaking news, and I'm like,
Trump's
gonna talk. I'm like, he doesn't shut the fuck up. How is that breaking news that Trump's gonna talk? I'm gonna be terrific. Chris, listen to me, believe me, trust me. Rick,
we'll get the best people.
We're gonna get terrific people. You're gonna love it. It's gonna be terrific. I'm gonna be great at the military. Your head's gonna spin. There's gonna be so much winning. It's gonna be coming out of your ears
or your whatever,
right? Blood coming out of you wherever. It's gonna be woo.
You know what? I think he's a fire fox. A fire
What's
fox.
What's a fire fox?
Forest fire. Fox looks back. Oh, shit. My tail's on fire. Run, fox, run. Where are you going to run? He's going to run to the safest place he sees, which is the little grass hamlet on the top of the hill. He runs there, and all the people in the huts go, shoo, 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 and chase it out. And in 2 hours, it is a blackened square when viewed from above.
Yeah.
He destroys.
It's not going to be the Republican Party.
The Republic. He's not running. Boom. He's not running to our party.
Yeah.
He's running to their party.
Yeah.
That's he's why you almost believe them. The conspiracy theories. You're like, oh my God, is this fucking? Is he a Democratic plant? Because he's
a Trojan horse.
Right. You're like, you can't possibly fuck with more demographic groups. Yeah. I mean,
he is the Westboro Church.
I mean, Carly Fiorina, he's like, whatever, horse face. I wasn't talking about her looks. What?
Her persona.
What's a persona? Jesus, can you listen to that voice for 5 minutes?
I think there's something, we'll look back and see there was a strange, splendid magnificence to it all that we don't understand yet the beauty of what we're witnessing now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The boratting of a nation, you know.
Well, after Citizens United, you're right. You're kind of going, wow, what the fuck? Something different is happening here that we thought, like, you know, this was going to be. But I think you're right. And I've said this, that everybody's freaking out because he's obviously so far ahead. But I'm like, there's just way. We're already at jump the shark time, right?
Yeah, and by the way, when they call it ahead, the groups they're polling is ahead. That's not America's population, though.
Right.
And certainly not all of the voting population.
Right.
There's never going to, I think you're going to see one of the largest turnouts ever for the voting this time.
I was only wrong about one thing. I thought the next thing, because, you know, it's like Ann Coulter, anybody, like you have to say something really much more fucking awful to top yourself the next time.
Yeah.
And so I did.
She bottoms herself.
Yes. I did think he was going to piss on Reagan's grave and then get some of the backsplash on Nancy Reagan and then call her an old fucking whore for not getting out of the way. That's what I was, my prediction was. That was my prediction. I was wrong about that.
Yeah. Well, he actually kind of got rolled at that debate.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
He's.
And then he thinks a way to try to make it up to a you know, woman that's running for president and say, oh, I think you're beautiful, babe. You're beautiful. You have a beautiful face.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That look she gave him, he's probably never going to get an erection again. Was right? That look is just like.
She gives that look to everybody, though. She, yeah.
Resting bitch face.
Yeah. Total resting bitch face.
Oh, yeah. He's one of those guys. Oh, I don't use my dick. I bring some guy in. Ivan. Hey. Hey, baby, you like what Ivan's giving you? Enough, Ivan, enough. Go back, get back, Ivan.
I wouldn't fuck you with Ann Coulter's dick.
Ann Coulter's dick. She looks like...
Ooh,
no.
Ooh.
She looks like...
We're having a trans rebirth. Don't...
That's right, yes, sorry. That's not funny. I apologize.
She looks like the zombie of a once pretty girl. You can see, because they should have the original shot
like
of her and then
the
that,
cough,
you know.
The coffin, like...
Right. It wouldn't take a ton of makeup. It's a little darkening around the eye.
Yeah.
That's mostly there, you know?
Right.
That sort of coyote, like the coyote rib effect.
The skull of a once pretty girl.
The skull of a once pretty girl.
Yeah, that's what she looks like.
The ghoulish, paper thin skinned skull of a once pretty girl.
Pardon me while I drink alone. Let me just drink my
Oh, honey.
It's fine.
What brand of champagne are you drinking, milady?
Why are we drinking alone?
Oh. Why? Yes. Why not? It's happy hour.
Okay.
You losers are the ones that aren't partying.
Hey, I'm not an addict. Shut up!
He's for those of you just listening on audio, he's pretending he's addicted to his smartphone. Oh, this is Kirkland champagne.
Ooh.
It's from Costco, where Mitt Romney buys all his cheap shirts.
Of course. By the three pack.
How's the curtain champagne?
It's fantastic.
Just open the spigot.
Shoots out.
It's like a garden hose.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's awesome. So what else? What else? It is just hard to know how this is all going to...
Yeah.
Who do you think is going to be the nominee on the Republican side?
Well, now the talk is that Fiorina has jumped up ahead.
Well, right.
And that'll depend on her pairing.
I just love the whole...
You think it's going to be Fiorina on that side?
That's the latest talk,
right,
is that she jumped ahead
right
now of... Bush and jumped ahead of
she's still behind
Christie.
Ben Carson, though.
No, in one poll she was two. She was behind. Oh. She's ahead of Carson.
Oh,
yeah.
Carson two, yeah.
Wow.
He was napping. He didn't notice.
Well, they're playing, every candidate they're playing is one of those panicked opposito, you know, zigzag, grab an opposite of this and then an opposite of that on both sides.
Right.
Like what they think
are playing to a demographic without really vetting who they're throwing
out
there.
Oh, yeah, I think it's always good to hire someone that has absolutely no experience of any kind that would be relevant to that particular position.
Well, they're just looking for what looks like a visual archetype. Mm-hmm. And so one demographic meeting says, well, then we need to get an African-American one in there.
Right. Well, I think because America, of Obama and Hillary, they're like, we've got one.
A lookalike.
We got
yeah.
a black yeah. and a woman. Yeah. Look.
And then they find...
And by the way, when they say, is Hillary likable enough? Oh, my God. Carly Fiorina is the cuntiest cunt that's ever cunted, in my personal opinion.
Oh, wow. All right.
I was on there, State and of the Union with her on CNN.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. She's exactly like that off stage.
Is she really?
Yeah. Remember she brought a prop? She brought a fortune cookie
as
a prop? And I said to Candy Crowley, I said, well, Candy, who knew that Carly Fiorina would be the carrot top of the panel this morning? And we're walking off stage after the thing. She goes, I didn't get the carrot. Top joke. What is that? I'm like, he's a prop comic. He's a kind of a famous.
All right.
Don't forget. Call me. Want to exchange numbers? Okay.
She puts the cunt back in country.
Exactly. That's it.
Yeah.
That's free, Carly. That's from us.
That was good.
Hi, I'm Carly Fiorina, and I intend to put the cunt back in country. Da, 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 da.
I will cunt punch every foreign leader there is.
Something tells me she would.
Carly Fiorina.
Hey, try a ladle of my cunt punch.
She is. Oh my God!
Yes, she is a giant bowl of.
That is horrible to say, Rick. I'm just saying. I feel like any guy that's fucked her is like has like the dick from Frozen. Now you know what I'm saying.
Hey, Carly.
Just like it's like an icicle. You pull it. You Carly. Put a dick in. You pull a giant icicle out. Like a stalactite.
Colocktite.
Pardon me.
Hold this beer and keep it cold for me, Carly.
In there. Okay, thanks. Yeah. Woo! Wow, that's ice cold now. That only took a second.
Chilgina.
That's like dry ice. Woo!
Drygina.
Yow.
She is, you know, the thing is, they can't find a normal human to do their bidding.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Barbara Boxer said she is the face of corporate greed. She's the face of income inequality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the face of Manchurian programming. Those blinky, weird, don't focus on the object at hand kind of eyes.
Yeah.
Always looking up. What's that, Lord?
What's that, Lord?
What's that, Lord? Or guys in the van talking to the chip in my skull? One or the other?
There are guys in the van. Here's how to mimic a human emotion right now.
Yeah, do something human. Fucking idiot. I quit. He just throws his headset down.
Okay, talk about your stepdaughter dying from pot. What the fuck was that about? This is what they do, right? So they're immune from criticism because you have to go, oh, God, I'm sorry. But you're like, she was bulimic and she was dying. She didn't, like, what? That's not an argument against pot. Like, what? Like, right?
Yeah.
Everything she told her there was a lie. Nice. It's like, I'm sorry for her and her.
Right.
Boy, talk about props. Even using family members as props.
Right.
Well, family member is a freaking demonstrator prop. Right. Well, that's some cold shit right there. But this is because sociopaths aren't human.
Yes.
The way man broke away from different things that were bipeds.
Right.
Cro-Magnon. They also made fires. They also built shit. They also fucked. They also made art. They did other things, but it wasn't a human.
Yeah.
I think there's brand new things that aren't completely a human anymore. And they're walking around us and nature split us again into something you just fucking can't reason with.
Right.
And it's another form of a biped.
Right. Well, she has been rebuilt. She has. She looks
much
better.
We have the technology.
She's much better. Right? Looking at when she ran for... Right, the Senate out here, but I think there must be pictures on the plastic surgeon's wall, and I think she specifically picked resting bitch face. She's like, I would like resting cunt bitch face.
Yeah,
is that available?
One more face.
Oh, good.
One more facelift. She's gonna have a goatee.
You know, I've seen some older pictures of her. She's always had resting bitch face.
Has she?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she's been gussied up a little bit for this run.
A little bit. Oof. Yeah. She used to have big Jersey hair when she worked at Lucent. Seriously.
He's from Jersey. He knows.
Yeah.
The higher the hair, the closer to God.
That's Texas and Jersey.
Right. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, they have big hair over there. My hair can be seen with the naked eye from orbit.
How about, speaking of Jersey, what about Chris Christie? I mean, what is this galoom running for president? Just like fucking,
He told his National Guard?
Yeah, the headline, and because you don't know, Rick, as comedians, we don't actually know what's an onion headline and what's real now, because you're just like, okay, Donald Trump's the front runner. And also it says, Chris Christie tells National Guard General to slim down. And I was like, oh, no, no, that was real.
That was real.
That was real.
Yeah.
That's when God should... Yeah.
And just smack him on the head, you know?
I don't think the guy could even, like, cover the phone. I think he had to mute it because he'd be like... I'm sorry, who's this telling me to lose weight?
Who the fuck are you?
Hang on a second. And I'll be right back.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but Christie said that he himself was the healthiest fat guy.
He's the healthiest fat guy in the world, yeah. Apparently.
Mm-hmm. I'm Ivan. I'm the one that Trump brings in to fuck the girls. That's how healthy I am.
I know. What is with that, like a parody of it, really? There's always been the family values, anti-gay, religious, whatever family. Trump's had how many fucking wives? And just
he's on his fourth, I believe.
His fourth or third? Might be third. Who can tell? Yeah, but Melanoma, his current wife.
Melanoma.
Melania.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
She's from Czech Republic?
Slovenia?
He loves Eastern European.
They like dictators. They like control. Oh, pretend freak. I'm Poland. Invade me.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We got in a Hitler joke without Jim being here.
Right. I'm just filling in for Jim. Yeah, Jim exactly. Got a voice job. I do what I can.
Yeah, he does have kind of a Russian mob boss kind of way of doing things. Doesn't
yeah.
He?
Yeah. He's yeah. It's
he's
hilarious.
A dictator in his own company.
Yeah, but this is another media storyline. We're told that he's so bold and refreshing, and I'm like, he's just a fucking asshole, man. Yeah. Like, really?
Yeah. They still don't understand. They're playing out an old tape. First of all, they're playing out a tape.
Yeah.
So that's a big problem right yeah. there. yeah. And but they're playing out an ancient, it's like an old Good Morning, Mr. Phelps kind of thing, and right. it's a set of instructions for a script they have canceled the film for. And they've removed the set, and you're going to all show up on location day with all your fucking luggage, and there isn't going to be any honey wagons there because the plan got canceled. Mm-hmm. A lot of previous plans, they've all fallen apart now. And people have been purpose-bred like junkyard dogs or fighting dogs to just do one thing. And the thing they're bred for is just not going to happen now.
Yeah.
It's all fallen apart already.
Yeah.
And we're coming back to the point of one love. We got to learn that we got to be nice yes. to each other now.
Yeah.
This is the only thing that's the only thing that works. I don't care if you're a lion hunter, you're finished if you're evil.
Tom Kenny's great song, Don't Be a Dick, It's Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is America's message, I think, this election cycle. Don't be a dick, it's America.
Yeah.
Stop being a fucking dick. We're a melting pot.
Yeah. Yeah. Stop being okay with terrible things to children.
Right.
And so I think we're about to see big transformation happen, and it's way more positive than the TV is telling us it is. It's infinitely more positive than that, but that terrifies comics because negativity is the thing we fix, and if you remove that, mm-hmm. why are we needed?
Right.
Holy shit.
Right.
It doesn't pose any fucking problem.
We did okay during Obama.
We did great during Carter. We did wonderful during Kennedy. It's going to be all right.
Everyone's like, no, when are you going to make them? It's like, we're comedians. Now, you know what happens? It's like sports, right? Now we're on defense. Like, we're on offense. Now we're on defense.
That's it. Exactly. Yeah.
That's how we go, you know?
That's precisely.
Because that became the meme, like, thanks, Obama. I mean, literally. Blame him for everything, and it's hilarious.
Yeah.
And we were saying, we've said every day, like, how did they run against his record of success? They can keep fucking saying America's a hellscape. But you go, wait.
But it's not.
Yeah. Right.
It's not as bad as we're told. And someone's beware of anyone that's really, really, really trying to sell you fear.
Mm-hmm. You're, right.
Anyone.
That's what they always do. They fearmonger, they divide, fucking gays.
George W. Bush did it all throughout his presidency.
Yeah.
It's someone trying anything too hard.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying too hard.
Yeah.
You're a salesman. Only salesmen try that hard.
Rick, I don't know what you're saying. It's going to be terrific. You're going to love it. You're going to see. You're going to love it. It's going to be huge. I know some great people. I know terrific people. Rick,
I want to buy your product.
Rick.
So that I will be a man and be popular.
Oh, my God.
I want my penis enlarged.
Yeah, he is. He's like a late-night infomercial.
Sure, absolutely. Salesman.
He has no detail on any of his fucking... It's hilarious.
It's a total timeshare salesman is what it is. For a timeshare that hasn't been built yet. You're going to love it. It's terrific.
It's terrific. Yes.
That's what Trump does. It's all those things that make the baby in your head feel good.
Right.
I'm talking to the baby in you.
Right. It makes you...
Do do da ga goo goo.
It makes you bobbly baby head like sex does.
Yeah.
Can you say Make America Great as Bobbly Baby?
What's that?
Make America Great as Bobbly Baby.
Make America Great.
Gotta have him do that every time.
It's weird. I know 61-year-old can just fucking whip that weird thing.
He does. It, men after orgasm have bobbly baby head. It's the fucking funniest bit I've ever seen. I'm sorry. Yeah, we were saying today one Trump supporter actually said, well, you know, he's, I just think he's gonna make America great. It's on his hat.
No.
Fuck me up the ass.
Oh no. With a,
really?
Yeah. Well, what are you doing later?
We still haven't seen your belly button.
That wouldn't be the first time.
No.
We need to see your belly button.
See previous happy hour.
All right.
Yeah. She literally said that. It's on his hat, so it must be true.
So it must be true.
Yeah.
Well, isn't it interesting that it's things like this is how we know about her.
Right.
Yeah. Someone went like this to her when she said it.
Right.
And that's how we found out.
Yeah.
So once again, wow, I've been kind of rough on you and I kind of owe you an apology, at least for now. I know this is all welcoming Big Brother for later, unless that all changes because you woke up too. But wouldn't it be funny if all the most negative things we were thought would be the device that would trap us? The energy change was so big, it inverted the direction they worked.
Right.
And so the technology started to become positive Starfleet kind of technology, mm-hmm. as opposed to collapsing, you know, shit future road warrior technology stuff, you know, the Children of Men technology.
Yeah.
I think it's turning around. I think it's turning around on such a big scale that we have a shot at being the wind farm planet, you know, the solar planet.
Yeah.
At the last second, we can still do this.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy clappy, but I think Joe Biden said the other day, like, this isn't going to stand, folks. This is not, you know, same thing you're saying, this Trump, this hatred, this has just never been America. It's not who we are, this kind of, you know, negative fear mongering and racism and dividing. And
he might be doing us a favor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, maybe no, he's going to implode the Republican Party before he leaves.
He's highlighting it.
Yeah.
And bad has just stopped working.
No, somebody
Being
said
mean has stopped working.
I keep saying this, that somebody said Donald Trump is every Republican after four drinks. But it is. It's like the stuff
that's
that,
great,
like, oh, we got to stop being so PC. Well, you can't say it's just, oh, so you can say. I said, if we've said this, right? If Ben Carson becomes a front runner, he's just going to yell the N-word at the next debate. Like Dr. Laura over.
Yeah.
What do you know? We already have one in the White House. We got to.
That's right. What? They get to say it. Why don't I get to say it? I'm richer than them. I should say it more.
Oh, Dr. Ben Carson, what is he on? That's what we keep speculating. What has he, what script has he written for himself?
Yeah, exactly.
Whenever he was fucking in that hotel room, he thought that was a mirror.
Trump?
No.
Oh, no, Carson.
Ben Carson, who or whatever he was on that bed fucking.
Oh.
He thought that thing over his head was a mirror.
Oh, boy.
That was a video camera, man. They got footage of him doing something wrong. This guy looks like they caught him, you know, with his dick in something incorrect. You know?
Something incorrect. What was that latest story from British Prime Minister David
with his
Cameron?
His dick in a pig, a roasted pig's mouth.
In a dead pig's mouth.
Yeah, Cameron, David Cameron.
See, everyone's turning out Trump. They're like, oh, you think he's a fucking pig? Look at this. I got my dick in an actual pig.
No, for God's sakes, that's not a live pig. I'm not an animal. For God's sakes, it was a roasted pig. It was all just the
lads.
It's nice
and warm in there.
It was men. It was all just a room full of men, and we all put our dicks in everything.
Did it as a lark.
You've heard of American pie?
Listen, that... That should be a show all by itself. Things men have put their dicks in.
That's right.
That is right.
Yeah. Show of hands. Motorcycle exhaust pipe. Cold. Cold. All right.
Cold.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. We need Frank Luntz to do a poll group.
Oh, God.
Okay. Who's put their dick in?
And Tonka cement mixer.
All right. Well,
working or stationary?
Right. Drunk or sober? No.
Drunk or sober, yeah.
A bunch of emergency room
Subway.
Doctors.
Subway foot long.
Eat fresh.
Don't make a Jared joke here. It's totally inappropriate.
Too soon.
Yes. Of course. So Rick Once Overton.
Again, Jared, found out.
I know. You are from Jersey. The other mom moment in the debate was Jeb Bush, who's too big a pussy to pull it off. But he's like, you want to apologize to my wife? I think you do. I think you want to apologize to my fucking wife over there. She's right here. You want to do that now?
Yeah, right. To show that they're tough to America.
Donald Trump's like, no, I don't think I'm going to do that. Yeah, no. And I think I might bang her after the debate.
Yeah.
Boom.
Oh, shit. He just took his milkshake. Glug, glug, glug.
Don't think I will.
No, I was afraid. It was just kind of a Game of Thrones.
Wasn't even more offensive? Didn't he like, oh, yeah, here she's fucking hot, too. Here she's fabulous. Here she's great.
This is the Game of Thrones version of it. He just walks up and just stabs. There you go. I did this to her.
Yeah, that's basically what he's doing.
He's Roman about this. This is very Shakespearean at this point. Yeah. It's playing out like classic.
Yeah, but
bigger
it's
than life moments.
It's got to fizzle out soon.
It has to fizzle out, but it's amazing because they're all having panic room meetings about it now.
Yeah.
It's guys, and I say, man, ride that hot rod car into the blockade as fast as you can go, dude.
Fast and furious, dude.
Yeah, like fast and furious. You know how it's going to end. Make it glorious, dude.
Donald Trump.
Yeehaw, motherfucker.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
It goes to the Republican Party. Woo!
Do your fucking thing, brother.
It is true, honestly. Yeah. When he implodes, now what the fuck? Seriously.
TV. Go right back to TV.
No. But what's going to happen with the field? Who's going to run? Oh. I mean, and, you know, is the entire map going to turn blue on election night? It's just...
Yeah, they're going to try with the arena now. They're going to try and go because they're pretty much
going
to match female to female now.
Oh, boy.
I've been seeing a lot more profiles of Carly Fiorina on the news lately.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, she could quickly fall out of this, too, because if you want to establish a pattern, and being psychic is just law of averages added with pattern establishment and just see what happens over and over.
Right.
Now, what usually happens during things like this. And it looks like... everything else they've done is failing. So even if she gets in the lineup,
they're
it's
assuming
not work.
Hillary's going to get it. They'll just be like, okay, we have one. Look, right. We got a vagina too here.
And nobody planned on Bernie.
Yeah.
And he's still turning out the largest actual human show-up numbers of anybody on Earth now.
Yeah, and that's not breaking news. Only Donald Trump is breaking news, right?
Right, but once again, that news is where it's breaking. It's like a tiny little wave now. It isn't needed. The reason all those people showed up at the sports arena like I did is because we didn't use the news to find out, and we found out. That means we don't need them. We don't really need them much anymore.
Yeah.
Right.
The mainstream media is going
bye-bye. Do you do a good
bye-bye.
Bernie Sanders impression?
Well, the thing is,
because you could,
even if you're working on Donald Trump, it doesn't take that much more to be able to do Bernie right afterwards.
They're both from, what, the Bronx? Or
It's from the same... No, but Bernie is from a little bit north of the Bronx.
Okay.
Haven't you New worked Hampshire. With Alan Arkin? Isn't it the same thing? Isn't it close enough to, you know...
Oh, well, let's see if I can do... Yeah. Maybe it's just a little bit the same. It's, I'm doing, of course, Kevin Pollak's. It's all up here in the nose. It's as right up here in the sinuses.
Yeah, he's... Yeah, and I was saying I would like to see a debate between Bernie and Trump just to see how many times the word huge would be used. Huge.
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 Duh. But there's like a duh to everything he says, even when it's something smart.
We keep saying that Donald Trump sounds like Dr. Evil to us, doesn't he sometimes?
Dr. Evil.
Because he's like, they keep saying Trump. And then when he talked to Walker, he'd be like, Scotty.
I think that's when he's in a small room of people. He talks like this.
Right. Yeah, he does. He does. They're all saying, oh, Trump can't win.
He has a sort of anus mouth.
Right. Oh, my God. Haven't you seen that on Facebook?
Yeah.
He does have an asshole mouth. What is with his lips? He's always so like, right, Dr. Evil lips.
If that's the college loan board, I'm not here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just tell him they're not here, Travis. Rick Overton is not here. You still paying off your college loans?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God. Look at the terror in his eyes.
Hey.
No, he's fine now. Okay. Rick Overton, what else? What else is going on in your world? What's happening with your dating life? Tell us something juicy and personal.
Well, I've been mostly focused on my career right now.
Yes.
That's what you
say. Married to your career.
I'm married to my career.
As they say.
Bitch. No. I'm very grateful for my career, actually. It's been an amazing time right now.
Yeah.
So,
well,
you know, if something naturally
you keep
occurs,
getting rediscovered over and over again.
Yeah. Isn't that funny how that happens? Yeah. Better than not getting rediscovered, isn't it?
There's that.
Yeah.
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 Beats a poke in the eye with a sharp stick of irrelevance.
I think Morgan Freeman is going to call you as God one day and tell you that you finally.
Rick, I just want to say, I saw the GE commercial. And against all my will, all my strength, all my fight for all these years, I had to laugh. You made me laugh. Damn you. Damn you, Rick. Making me do something I didn't want to do. And I...
He does just have, like, that... He like, if you would go, oh, who would... That would is what God will sound like. When you get to the pearly gates, it will be Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
In that white suit from the...
Right? From Bruce Almighty.
Or James Earl Jones.
Yeah.
One of them.
Gentle... Rolling.
See, that's, you know, for all the racist Obama haters, I'm just saying, God is going to be either Morgan Freeman or James Earl Jones. I'm just saying.
He's Darth God.
I am your God.
Rick Overton. How do we find out more things about Rick Overton? First of all, get Overview. It's fucking great iTunes.
Yep.
Thanks.
His
podcast.
Sideshow Network. Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
And also, I can be at Rick Overton on Twitter and Rick Overton on Facebook.
You brilliant Emmy Award-winning motherfucker. I love
you
so
Angel.
Much.
Thank you, baby.
All right.
You brilliant thing.
You're the best. And you're our one-year anniversary show.
That's right. Yay. Yeah. Of happy fucking happy hour. We love you, Rick.
Love you right back.
We love you, Bobbly Babyhead. Say goodbye, Bobbly Baby.